Jesus, I'm so excited that you're in our lives. Help us to remember you in the busyness of Christmas. Amen. So, please sit down. Christmas Day is here at last. I don't know about you, but all I've heard in recent weeks is, are you ready for Christmas? For most of us, that means we have gone into debt buying oodles of presents, become ready to fill landfill with loads of plastic packaging, wrap and tape, and stuffed our fridge with loads of food that will make us fat. That being said, bah humbug, I hope that you will have lots of fun and enjoy the feast today and during the rest of the Christmas holiday. Feasting is part of our life as followers of Christ. And let us also have a good rest. Children, share the chores and don't leave it all to Mum and Dad. And perhaps now is a good time to ponder the new year. What will it bring for us? Will it be a better year than last? Full of happiness and good health and prosperity. Haven't we hoped that every year? In the pages of the Bible and today's beautiful reading, we hear about someone who really makes a difference to our present and our future. God incarnate, Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At this time of year, we remember that the Creator came down to earth and took on flesh. Imagine the special DNA of that baby, who was fully human and fully divine. He brought God into us and took us into the loving community that is the Trinity. He came to show us that we have the wrong idea about God and ourselves. There is nothing to fear when surrounded by His perfect love. He came to make a material difference to how the universe and laws of science interact. He came to end the tyranny of a world that doesn't trust, believe in, or rely on God, or indeed love. He overturns the curse of death to bring us a life worth living now and forever. In the middle of a floundering, frightening world, He has done this, single-handedly, unconditionally, completely. He is the good news. And He has promised to come again and finish the establishment of His perfect rule that will bring health, happiness, and prosperity to everyone. For the everyone, not the few. In my favourite carol, we sing joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. The carol goes on to say, let every heart prepare him room. So let us make room in our heart. When we are anxious, let us remember that all shall be well. When we are angry and hateful, let us open up to His peace and love. When we despair, let us remember His promises. When we are happy, and I hope you are happy today, let us give thanks. I hope you will all be happy on this very special day, for He is with us and will never forsake us. Amen.